This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, Tuesday, yesterday, one day after the infamous raid at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI was out again. They were out and about, and they confronted U.S. Representative Scott Perry, Republican from Pennsylvania, and they seized his cell phone while the congressman was at an airport with his family. He had three FBI goons rolling up on this guy, handed over a warrant for his cell phone, and then seized the mobile device, apparently without previously trying to contact his attorney. Now, typically, you would go through channels to do this. You would not roll up on a legislator. Like he's a gangbanger. In a statement, Perry slammed the seizure and the Biden administration's politicization of the Justice Department. Said, "This morning, while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish. I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ, would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress. My phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and personal/private discussions with my wife, family, constituents, and friends. None of this is the government's business." Perry, who's actually a close ally of Donald Trump, continued by connecting his run-in with the FBI to the raid on Mar-a-Lago, saying the DOJ chose this unnecessary and aggressive action instead of simply contacting my attorneys, adding that these kinds of banana republic tactics should concern every citizen, especially considering the decision before Congress this week to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to further persecute law-abiding citizens. Now, Perry, like many Republicans in Congress, is not a fan of Attorney General Merrick Garland. In a twist to the story, Perry introduced articles of impeachment against Garland in October of 2021. His two articles of impeachment were based on the DOJ's ongoing work at the time to label parents speaking out against woke indoctrination and exclusion of parents in educational decisions as domestic terrorists, and his protection of diversity, equity, and inclusion-focused education that raised a conflict of interest with his son-in-law. In his articles, it stated, "Attorney General Garland has failed to faithfully uphold his oath and has instead presided over a reckless and corrosive politicization of the Department of Justice at the expense of our nation's children." Now, if you or the left or anybody out there today wants to sit around and pretend that the Biden administration is not using the Department of Justice and the FBI as a weapon to go after political opponents, they should probably start their crusade against Republicans somewhere other than the likely 2024 opponent to Joe Biden and a Republican member of Congress who pushed to impeach the Attorney General. Because that has a little bit of a boomerang effect. Well, let's go to Mark Elias. What a guy that guy is, real quick. Let's talk about him, because he's one of there's a lot of giddy, enthusiastic Democrats that just think the Mar-a-Lago raid was the cat's meow. And there's Mark Elias, the familiar face in the Democrats' election rigging crew that piped up to share his thoughts on media coverage of the unprecedented search of the former president's home. Now, Mark Elias, he's the architect of the Russia collusion hoax. He hired Fusion GPS to produce the fake dossier about Trump, which led to illegal FISA warrants against Trump and a lengthy special counsel investigation, and noted attempter of election rigging claimed that the media is missing the really, really big reason why the raid today is a potential blockbuster in American politics. So then he spilled the beans on what was really the motivation behind the raid. What he's referring to is 18 U.S. Code 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation generally, talking about documents. And he's talking about subsection B in the U.S. Code. And whoever is, if they willfully and unlawfully conceal, blah, 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 mutilate, obliterate, falsify, or destroy, they shall forfeit office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. That's the thing. This is what we're aiming at. His tweet included the screenshot of the federal law addressing the handling of federal records and reports, specifically a section, concealment, removal, or mutilation. The full passage reads, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years, or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. As used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the Armed Forces of the United States. There you have it. This is the guy who created the Russia collusion hoax in 2016. This is the guy who, as soon as that was out and running, then he got in his car and he started going around to all these places, all these states where they had various secretaries of state and such. And he got out there and did all kinds of crazy things. He changed all kinds of rules. He got, the Sorosian DAs were waiting on him to show up. So he's also the guy that orchestrated the widespread coordinated campaign to change the election law and process in 2020. And he admits this is about the regime rigging yet another election. And his last blockbuster in American politics failed to stop Trump from winning the 2016 election, despite the Russia hoax, and failed to take down President Trump for alleged collusion with a foreign power. So in terms of anti-Trump blockbusters, Elias is not doing well. And of course, Trump was the ultimate determiner of what documents are unclassified in Elias' former boss Hillary Clinton destroyed records, yet still ran her unsuccessful campaign for president. Elias recently resurfaced. He was hired by Terry McAuliffe in the waning days of his ultimately losing campaign, raising fears that another rigging attempt was afoot. Of course, Glenn Youngkin won that historic victory for conservatives in the Commonwealth. And, well, it's pretty funny. These guys can be effective once. Once they're found out, once it is revealed what they're doing and that it's them and they're doing it, from that point on, it is constantly going to be one of these things where people are looking at them going, what are they doing here? Why are they here? The last time they were here, this was not good. This is not good. This is not good. So, he can have his moment. He can have his moment. We know you for who you are, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
GunsCom Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Coming out of New York City. Oh, man. We have New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's threatening to send New Yorkers to Texas to campaign against Governor Greg Abbott. Days after the first busload of migrants arrived in New York City. For these cities like New York that, you know, they claim to be a sanctuary city. I don't even know why you would open your mouth. Now, shortly before this little thing came out, three more busloads of migrants had shown up in New York. The problem is that mayors like Adams and Muriel Bowser in D.C. and Abbott has bused 6,500 illegal migrants to D.C. and now New York City from the Texas southern border. So they're getting, you know, this is called Operation Lone Star, by the way. This was following the CDC's announcement that it would end Title 42 restrictions on border crossings, which was primarily a COVID thing. So when they ended that, well, things began to change. So these big city leftist mayors, well, they're just sort of they're finding out the folly of their stupidity, which I think that's funny. I mean, I got to be honest with you, I think it's funny as hell. And normally I wouldn't even put it in that term on the air, but it is. It is that funny to me. Because what they're finding out, and you got to understand something. In New York, for example, New York has always been a target of the left. When Cloward and Piven decided to test their little theory about could they actually overload a capitalist society and make it crash, they decided to do it in New York City. And they went to everybody there that qualified technically for welfare and got them on the welfare rolls. And before long, it overburdened the system, and New York had to declare bankruptcy. Now, you know, I don't even remember who was the governor back then or who was the mayor of New York back then, but that's all irrelevant because since then, they have decided to adopt this leftist enclave sort of status where, you know, they get targeted by the Supreme Court and told, well, you can't do this, and they just go, yeah, we can! They do that all the time. They did this recently with the Bruin case. So, they're getting a firsthand, you know, they're out there saying, well, it's great for us to have all these migrants coming in. It makes America stronger. But then when we send them to these areas where they actually have to take care of them and they're out there milling about in the midst of their population, will things change as far as their outlook? When Abbott announced the plan in April, he said, we're sending them to the United States Capitol where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. And he's now sending them to New York, and he sent the first busload last Friday, saying in a press release that he hoped Adams follows through on his promise of welcoming all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief. So, yesterday, after a few more busloads showed up, Mayor Adams decided to react to the move in a press conference. He said, I'm deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking. Because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get him, Abbott, out of office. Adams then blasted Abbott for for sending illegal migrants to his city Monday, calling the move horrific. And New York is a city that has always represented the democratic values, the values of our city, showing our compassion. And that's what we're doing today. Because of, but, you know, then, you know, Abbott pointed out, or his office pointed out, that because of Adams and Cuomo and Hochul, and because of the poor leadership with all this other nonsense going on, well, in New York right now, New York City is a city of high taxes and out-of-control crime, and people are already volunteering to leave New York City without the mayor asking. But I love it anytime we can get out there and make the yahoos live by their own rules. I think that is a splendid thing to do. A splendid thing to do. Because while they're out there saying, well, we should be doing this, we should be doing that. That's fine, that's cool, I understand it. But what you need to understand is that while you're out there making the rules, you don't get to run these individual states. This is actually what the Commerce Clause is about. This is where these other bigger states don't get, but I mean, New York trying to push around Texas is hilarious. It's hilarious. And a mayor of a failing city, which is New York. New York City is a failing city. It will have no repercussions on Abbott's race. He's running against Beto O'Rourke. You think Beto is going to beat Abbott with all this stuff going? All of these things that are happening right now, I just sit back and I'm scratching my head. Because normally, I've always looked at the left and thought, these guys know how to run this, and they know how to run this, and they do the long game really well. EIEIEIO. I think that, and then I get out here, and I'm looking at them now, and I'm like, these guys don't really understand what they're doing to themselves. I understand what they're doing to themselves, but they don't get it. They're not getting it for some stupid reason. And every time they pull one of these little shenanigans, and then one of these guys reacts to Santos, Abbott, you know, pick them. It's just funny. It's just funny. And, well, they were quite bemused until it started showing up at their doorstep. And now they're not laughing as much as they were, which is also pretty doggone funny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News. Amazon is taking an unprecedented step regarding five-star reviews.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake five-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Seattle man is facing 10 to 20 years in prison after being convicted of spying for the Saudi government. The jury found former Twitter employee Ahmed Abunamo guilty yesterday of multiple charges, including acting as an agent for Saudi Arabia, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule the rest of the day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The criminal indictment and imprisonment of former heads of state by ruling regimes in other countries is more common than you might realize. Today, former presidents of Argentina, Bolivia, El Salvador, Colombia, Guatemala, Panama, Peru, Paraguay, and Costa Rica are all imprisoned, and this is just in Central and South America. The world is replete with corrupt leaders who criminalize the opposition and politicize domestic law enforcement. And that's why, for example, Daniel Ortega has been president of Nicaragua since 2007. When you jail your political opponents and potential rivals, as Ortega did with gusto ahead of Nicaragua's 2021 presidential election, it is very easy to stay in office. One of the salient features of these so-called developing countries is that they have not developed a way to transfer power peacefully. Brute force, not free and fair elections, is how rulers of the third world seize and retain power. It's not a new thing either. This has been going on a while. Now, Are we about to join their ranks? Now, the Mar-a-Lago raid is based upon an absurd pretext over a dispute over documents with the National Archives, a circumstance by no means unique to the Trump administration, and one that no serious person believes could ever justify such a raid. Hillary Clinton and her staff committed numerous felonies by using a private email server to send classified and even top secret information and then destroyed all the evidence related to the illegal server, and yet there was never an FBI raid or even a single charge filed against anyone. In fact, Clinton's staff was given immunity. Now, what they're trying to do here with this raid on former President Trump is to tarnish him. They wish to tarnish him and make him seem unfit for office, and then they want to try to set it up where, you know, when we're looking at things by law, well, not only does he look like he's unfit for office, well, he can't even serve. So they're trying to intimidate him and dissuade him from running again in 2024. This has never happened before in American history, ever, ever. And Senator Marco Rubio was exactly right to compare the FBI raid to the kind of thing you see in Ortega's Nicaragua. It's what ruling regimes do to rob people of their voice and avoid the consequences of elections. Because, there's baggage that goes with this. A lot of baggage that goes with this. Biden is playing with fire by using a document dispute to get the Justice Department to prosecute a likely future election opponent. Because one day what goes around is going to come around. And then we become Nicaragua under Ortega. And as bad as the raid was, it's only the most recent incident of a larger pattern of corruption, not only in the Justice Department, but across the federal government, designed to keep Trump out of office and away from the levers of power. On Monday, before the news broke of the FBI raid, the New Yorker published a remarkable piece about General Mark Milley and other top Pentagon officials during Trump's presidency. And the article, an excerpt of a forthcoming book by Peter Baker and Susan Glasser titled The Divider, is meant to show that what a hero Milley was to stand up to Trump, especially after the 2020 election. No doubt thanks to Milley, obviously being the unnamed source for the conversations that the article recounts. But what it unintentionally reveals is a U.S. military establishment that simply refused to follow the orders of a duly elected commander-in-chief and worked behind the scenes to thwart Trump's entire foreign policy agenda, and in Milley, a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who came within a stone's throw of staging a military coup in Washington. Milley and other top-ranking generals undermined Trump not because he asked them to do anything illegal, but because he asked them to do things they opposed, like withdraw U.S. troops from Syria and Afghanistan and take a hard line on Iran. Withdrawing U.S. troops from those places and pushing back against Iran is, of course, one of the things Trump campaigned on in 2016. Many of Trump's voters, disillusioned with unending and seemingly pointless foreign conflicts, were ready for a radical shift in U.S. foreign policy. But Milley, whom zero Americans voted for, disagreed. He thought he knew better. And thus we're told about how in December 2020, he met privately with then-Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to personally urge him to back off with Trump and not strike Iran's ballistic missile sites, which Trump wanted to do in response to Tehran's breakout nuclear capability. This was around the same time that Milley was making phone calls to a Chinese general to reassure Beijing that Trump wasn't about to start a war and that if he did plan to attack, Milley would personally warn his Chinese counterparts ahead of time. Now, for some reason, the left and the Never Trump crowd think that doesn't count as treason because they think Trump was never a legitimate president. They think we needed people like Milley to undermine him until he was out of office and the adults were in charge. And under the circumstances, almost anything was justified, goes the thinking. And this same twisted logic is at work with this FBI raid against Trump. In addition to corrupt Democrat lawyers like Elias admitting on Twitter that the real purpose of the raid was to rig the 2024 election by disqualifying Trump from running. You have never-Trumpers like David French peddling the laughably naive line that no president is above the law and that no one should assume the FBI is abusing its power. Even my junior senator, Tim Scott, said Americans should not jump to conclusions, but let the DOJ investigation play out. And I'm so disappointed in you, sir. But, of course, the FBI is abusing its power, as is Merrick Garland. And the idea that the FBI and Garland's DOJ deserve the presumption of integrity and partiality is only possible if you have been blissfully unaware of the events of the past 6 years in American politics. The FBI fabricated evidence and then repeatedly submitted it to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to obtain an illegal warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. The FBI's top officials then illegally leaked to the press and later lied about it. They used this illegal surveillance as a pretext of the years-long Mueller investigation. And all of it was designed to remove Trump from office or failing that fatally weak in his administration. None of that had anything to do with the rule of law. Nor did their decision to quash an investigation into the Hunter Biden criminal activities and overseas business dealings. And neither does the FBI raid. This is about one thing and one thing only. This is about holding on to power by any means necessary. There's nothing particularly subtle or nuanced about it. If Tim Scott, my junior senator, wants to see how this plays out, well, if it plays out unchecked, Senator, I think I may have to call his office tomorrow. If it plays out unchecked, if you want to know where it's going to go, go check out Nicaragua. This is like a bad Star Trek plot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Arrests and convictions over contempt of Congress. Police enforcement of bureaucratic and relatively obscure archivist laws. FBI raids on former presidents and future political opponents. In their rage, the Democratic Congress and administration have written a vicious battle plan. One that we will do well to follow when we return to power if we are at all serious at all of restoring any semblance of respect for law in our country. In weeks past, there's little reason to believe that conservatives are, but Monday night's raid might have shaken them enough to maybe change some of this. Just over 1 year after President Joe Biden's election to the White House, his Department of Justice arrested Steve Bannon, President Donald Trump's former political director. Bannon was arrested for contempt of Congress or refusing to answer a congressional subpoena. After he was convicted, he became the first American to face a prison sentence for contempt since the House Un-American Activities Committee sent 10 uncooperative suspected Hollywood communists to prison in 1948. In the more than 70 years between the Hollywood 10 sentencing and Bannon's conviction, contempt of Congress had devolved into more of a political tool used to investigate the other party, but rarely brought to its legal conclusion. While Democrats tried to prosecute contempt of Congress twice during the Reagan years, the administration only let one prosecution come to pass, in which the defendant was ultimately found innocent of contempt. Decades later, when Republicans tried to bring a similar case against Obama's obstinate Attorney General Eric Holder, Holder himself declined to prosecute himself, citing executive privilege. And 2 years later, when Republicans sought answers from the IRS's Lois Lerner over her targeting of a political opponent, Holder also declined to prosecute. Later, when Democrats tried to bring criminal contempt charges against Trump's Secretary of Commerce and Attorney General, Bill Barr similarly declined to prosecute himself. Criminal enforcement is extremely rare because the reality is that Congress can refer who they like, but the administration prosecutes whomever the administration chooses to prosecute. And the Biden administration has made it clear that they'll prosecute their political opponents every chance they can. And that means that despite Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's threat to hold Merrick Garland accountable in the next Congress, he will only be empowered to hold Garland accountable under a Republican administration unless he complies with Republican congressional oversight, which he won't. Do not hold your breath waiting on that one. Now, true, arresting an administration official after he's left office is a dangerous precedent. But this is the one the Democrats have set this past year. And contempt for Congress is far from the only weapon the administration has wielded against their out-of-power opponents. Tuesday's raid of former President Donald Trump's home, for example, reportedly centered on his handling of classified information and the Watergate-era Presidential Records Act. Now, Hillary Clinton and other politicians have been accused of similar crimes. Prosecution is extremely rare and focuses on the most egregious cases. Now, Bill Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, was prosecuted for stealing and destroying classified documents on the Clinton administration's handling of terrorism prior to his testimony before the 9/11 Commission. General David Petraeus was similarly charged for sharing classified documents with his mistress. Neither Berger nor Petraeus was charged with so much as a felony, instead pleading guilty to misdemeanors. Neither Berger nor Petraeus' homes were ever raided either, and neither man ever served a day in prison. And most importantly, neither was a former president of the opposing party, nor a potential political opponent in the next general election. And this is what makes the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago so shocking, so disconcerting that voices from, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, in a Bloomberg editorial board, Cuomo's upset about it. Bloomberg is Playbook, which is a groupthink mouthpiece. They're all very uneasy about this, and this stands in contrast with Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, who ignored a reporter's question on the subject and didn't issue so much of a peep of concern for the first 23 hours after the raid was publicized. He's joined in a silence by Senate Republican Whip John Thune, who issued a statement at the same time. Senate Republican Policy Committee Chairman Roy Blunt, who remains silent as of 9 p.m. Tuesday, and the Senate's premier thoughtful conservative cosplayer Ben Sasse. Why all the silence? Well, after 5 years of increasingly unrealistic and unproven conspiracies and accusations against the former president, some Republicans still somehow trust the FBI. The reality is that others, maybe like McConnell, are pleased by the raid. But regardless of their private thoughts and motivations, their impotent silence in the face of the Biden administration's charges and arrests and raids on its political opponents exposes their inability to handle this crisis that we find ourselves in. And over the coming years, still other Republicans will cite this dead norm or that gutted precedent as they hesitate to use the Democrats' own battle plans on them. But disarmament, this is not we're looking for is detente, right? We're not looking for one-sided disarmament. The only way is to make the kinds of people who weaponize and undermine the American state in such a way suffer for it. They've arrested their enemies. They've revived obscure laws as pretext for partisan attacks. And they've raided their opponents' homes, and they won't be sorry until they've felt the same pain. And this is a simple reality. Our politicians have got to start playing hardball. Very simple concept. They can no longer sit back and say, well, we actually control the game. It's about the game. It's not a game, guys. This is not a game. These guys, the Democrats are not playing a game. Democrats are in this for the win. And the win leads to enslavement and one-party rule. The win leads to, you know, a green state, which isn't green at all. It leads to mass starvation. It leads to us having to eat crickets and slugs. It leads to us becoming Nicaragua, where politics is not a, it's not a game of campaigns or anything else like that. It becomes a game of power and brute force. And these guys that are not willing to step up to bat, they got to go too. The murder turtle has got to go. Tim Scott, I'm afraid you might need to go, pal. All of you guys that have been sitting around all this time and sitting back going, well, I'm a U.S. Senator. You know, there's a scene in The Shooter with Mark Wahlberg where I can't remember the actor's name that plays the senator in that, but he gets up there and goes, I am a U.S. Senator, right before Mark Wahlberg shoots him. I wonder how close to that feeling or that emotion actual U.S. senators feel about their... do they just feel like they're just that omnipotent? That powerful? Because we need to show them that they aren't. That they are disposable. Sort of like a tampon. Use them once, be done. Bye-bye, you temps. I'm a little steamed. I don't know if you can tell that or not. Hour number three is inbound. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School, your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.